everybody. I'm Adam.
I'm Michael.
And we're bored in Ohio. Michael,
yeah.
I heard that you saw Dune. I heard this from you about 5 minutes ago.
I did. I saw it yesterday.
I guess I should say Dune Part 2. Is this Dune Part 2?
Yeah, they call it Part 2.
So I've seen the first Dune. I never read the books.
Oh, I did.
Never saw the David Lynch film.
You never saw the David Lynch one either?
No.
Oh, my God, man.
But I have seen, you know, I don't know how to pronounce that director's name. No disrespect. I am illiterate. And I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So you saw Dune Part 2.
I did.
And you have to like...
I have a complaint.
Tell me about it without spoiling.
Why did the movie theaters switch to... Like, it says the movie's at 3:30. Do you know what time the movie actually starts now? The movie starts at 4. Literally, that's when the trailer is and all... I mean, it doesn't... It starts a half an hour past the time they say the movie time is. You can literally show up 15, even 20 minutes late to the movie because it's 30 minutes.
The last you had two this,
movies like this.
Oh my gosh. You had the same complaint when seeing Wonka.
Oh yeah.
And you already talked about it. And we all know. Like,
why did they start doing this?
Probably because they lost so much money during COVID times that they're like, we need to recoup. We need to sell more ads. We need to do this, that, and the other.
You know what? Also, they changed the Deadpool trailer. Do you know he talks about pegging?
Yeah.
You know what he says instead?
What?
He goes, you guys are used to R rating, but Disney's not, instead of the whole pegging joke, which the pegging thing was hilarious.
Well, I get it because that was like the online trailer. That was kind of, I mean, that was like a basically a Red Band trailer and that you can't do that in the theater. Although if you're seeing a rated R movie, sometimes they'll do a rated R trailer.
Yeah. I don't understand. Anyway. Oh, the movie.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Movie theater complaints aside, tell me about Dune 2 without spoiling anything for me or our listeners / viewers.
This film is... To me, the whole time I'm watching it and the music and everything and the stylization and all that stuff, I kept thinking this is like poetry. It's gorgeous. Everything about it's gorgeous.
Did you have out of body experience this film?
I got emotional a couple of times watching it. His pacing was perfect. Everything in it is perfect. I loved every single thing about it, except for the fact that Josh Brolin, who I love, towards the end of the film, he's wearing so much armor stuff on him. He looks like he put on about 75 pounds. He looks like he's fat, the way that the stuff fits him. And so he's doing these fight scenes, and he looks like a dad bod out there when he's supposed to be this, you know, seasoned warrior and stuff.
Hey, dad bods are in.
Are they?
Yeah, I see the way women look at you.
Son of a bitch. I was about to say, I get to stop working out. Fantastic. I mean, Timothy Chalamet is great in it. I got a little bit of a... I can't even tell you that because you didn't watch the first one. You won't even understand. There's a little bit
the first film.
No, I'm sorry. The
Lynch one?
The Lynch one would tell you that... Okay, this isn't really a spoiler for anybody, but Usul has a Paul. They call him Usul later on. They give him a name. He has a sister that's not born yet.
Paul's like Timothy Chalamet, right?
Yes. His mom.
Because he's like a messiah character.
Yes. His mom got pregnant just before his father was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So, and his sister, because she drinks the water of life, that she's forced to take it at one point. They didn't know she was pregnant. The baby then also absorbs this, and his sister is able to talk to his mother the entire time. So even though it's still in the womb and growing, but you don't hear the baby talk. They'll show the baby at times as it's growing.
Interesting.
But drinking the water of life gives you, you can see the future and different things that'll happen. They go into all this lore, but one little teaser thing is if they do a third film, which looks like they're going to, Anna Taylor, the whatever or nuts, the one I really like, she's in Furiosa. Anna Taylor Joy.
Yeah.
She plays his sister, which is pretty cool because I know what happens with this sister and all that stuff. She's really powerful and whatnot. They show her in the future for like, she's in the film for like 15 seconds.
Okay.
They just show her and she's talking to him in the future.
I mean, this is kind of spoilery.
Well, I mean, if they do a third, they're going to do the third film. I know that the composer's already working on the music for it. I read that just the other day. So,
now on that note,
yeah,
really quick, cause I, like I said, I haven't read the books. Is there source material for a third?
Yeah, there's a third. Yeah. I think there's a third and is there a third and a fourth book? There's definitely, there's a third. I've read that. I think there's a fourth one after that too. It's pretty long.
Now does the book series stay good throughout?
The next book is, the third book I didn't find to be as good, but that's because you're learning about Paul and his rise the entire time in the first book, which is, that's the cool story. It's like this person is just supposed to be, you know, and then they become powerful and people will become, you know, follow them and whatnot. But man, you can't even appreciate the two different fades in this film.
Well, I know that Sting or whatever.
Yeah, but I love the way he played him,
Fade.
And I like the way that Elvis played him.
Elvis.
I can't remember the guy's name.
Something Butler.
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. ever since he played Elvis in like, he just sounds like Elvis all the time, but I know he did like voice stuff in this to sound closer to like Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you could tell but it fits because he looks so weird. And it was cool, man. They made everybody look, everyone has a shaved head in that race of beings.
The Harkonnens.
Arkanans. Yeah, anyway. But yeah, it was really cool. Like they showed you the world, their planet and whatnot, and they have a black sun. And so that's why you see this shots in the trailer where it's all black and white. It's because you're on their planet at that time, which I thought was a pretty cool way to do it. And they even do a cool shift where Skarsgård's, the Baron, he's moving through a building until he hits the black sunlight or whatnot. And that's the color shift. You see it happen too. Like it's just gorgeous. This whole film is just so well shot. Music's amazing, super loud when it needs to be and all that stuff. But it's more, this is a drama film. Like 85% of it is no action at all. And it didn't even feel like 3 hours. Well, it's 2 hours and 48 minutes, I think it was.
Yeah. Well, that's good because like that's usually my first complaint about any movie I see these days is that they're too fucking long.
Yeah. Well, that's what Claire said when we were leaving. She's like, can we just have movies that are an hour and a half long from now on, please? I'm like, you're an old, old woman.
A film that, you know, somebody that knows like, okay, this is 90 minutes tops and they're not trying to do any filler.
Yeah.
I appreciate that very much. And like we used to, like, I feel like movies used to do that just fine, but I don't know if it's like nowadays we like, people need to feel like they're getting more out of their bucks that they're spending, so they're just adding shit. I don't know, but like when a movie actually warrants it, then hell yeah, go
like,
for it.
I want the Deadpool movie to be like 4 hours long.
Well, I don't know. That would probably overstay its welcome.
It would, but I just want to see more. He just cracks me up, man.
Well, yeah.
Like so much cracks me up.
I did see an interview, Christopher Nolan, he compared this to Empire Strikes Back for him as being like that level of... Like a series of stories, like hitting that, like, cause he, for him, like most anybody with a fucking brain, Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars film.
It is.
I don't really mean to diss anybody, but it's true.
What would anybody think is better of the rest of them? Which one's better than Empire?
I don't know. Like,
cause Return of the Jedi kind of sucks overall.
That's little teddy bears.
Yeah. It's just,
I wouldn't say it sucks, but like, that's when it was like George Lucas was really getting that toy money.
That's true.
Yeah. And he was like, come on, we got to have something here that's cute. How about little bears?
It's better than those little chicken things.
The porgs that's in the new movies? Those, yeah.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
They had like, all that side rant. Can we stop having cute little things in movies just to sell shit? Like the newer Ghostbusters movies. Oh, Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Like, one, nostalgia, but two, let's make a bunch of them and make them little, and let's just keep putting them in because they're going to be in this new one.
Yeah. I saw that trailer again, too. The final, you know, final quote-unquote trailer. Or whatever. Are you? The more I see this, the less excited I am about it.
It's like, I'm just worried they're going to go over the top with nostalgia again. That was my biggest complaint about Afterlife. And the first couple of trailers for this new one, I was like, oh, okay. This just feels better.
Yeah.
But this last one, and they showed the librarian ghosts and like redoing that scene with Rey, and I'm like, come on, guys. Stop redoing the shit. You don't need to.
And the trailer says, I think the trailer was, you know, they had a little title sequence thing going. It says they released every ghost they caught ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, anything you saw in the other films is definitely going to be in this. I wonder if the painting dude's going to be in this, too.
Vigo.
Vigo.
You're but the buzzing of flies to him.
Yeah.
Fucking Vigo.
Dude, does that mean we have to see...
Well, actually, no, that on that topic, that's what happened at the end of the first film.
Yeah. You're
right. Walter Peck closed down the shit, and then their containment unit blew up, and they released all the ghosts. They're just doing the same thing again.
Yeah. Does that mean Zool's going to be in this one too? Did they kill? I don't remember. Or shot it back. I don't even remember what happened at the end of that movie.
Of Afterlife?
Yeah.
They had a matrix of like...
Oh, yeah.
Of traps.
Traps. And they just caught her, right?
I can't remember, actually.
Yeah.
Back to Dune.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched a few, like, behind-the-scenes things or whatever. And another more successful YouTube channel, Corridor Digital or Corridor Crew... we're talking about VFX. They looked at Dune and the trailers for the new one and stuff. And they were talking about just how expansive things look. I think in the first one, like they didn't do like blue screen or green screen. They did like tan screen or something like that, since they're filming out in the desert.
Yeah.
And that way, like all the bounce light looks good. Like they actually, you know, the stuff looks like it's there.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. But it was cool, man. And I'm excited about the Lego Firefly looking ship thing. Did you get that?
The Ornithopter?
Whatever. Is that what it's called?
The Ornithopter.
Dear God. Did you get that?
I want to.
They showed quite a few of those flying around and whatnot.
They're pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the way that they had a... I mean, one could say that's kind of a stupid idea for a ship, but it was actually pretty fucking cool.
I mean, it's cool flying around. It looks kind of organic.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I will say, like, I have seen clips from the David Lynch film and how they did their force fields.
Oh, yeah.
They look like Minecraft characters.
They do, yeah.
And I didn't know Patrick Stewart was in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Josh Brolin plays his character.
Okay. Okay.
And there's way, I don't know, obviously they didn't follow, Lynch's film doesn't follow the books this as much. This one pretty much follows it, everything that happens. But yeah, I can see where there's going to be a complaint where this huge battle at the end, like in the Lynch film, they show a lot of fighting.
Yeah.
During this thing. And this one, they just kind of like, he sets out a plan. This isn't ruining anything. Sets out a plan. You go this way, you guys come from this way, and I'm going to come from this way. And then it's just like,
they do it.
10 minutes of, and it's just over. That's it. They all of these armies, and just wiped them all out. Pretty. They only show like a few moments of fighting, and then they're inside.
Well, I think
they breach.
They're making the statement that the drama of the story is more important.
Yes. Yeah. And it works. And Christopher Walken wasn't Christopher Walken. I completely
forgot that Christopher Walken is in it, because they only showed him for like a split second in one of the trailers.
He doesn't do his... I almost think that he sat people down and was like, I want you in my
film. They don't like pull up Paul Atreides and be like, hey, he's the Messiah. And he's like, wow.
Yeah, no, he didn't do any of his normal mannerisms that you would see him do in any other... It was interesting to see him not be Christopher Walken, you know.
Spies.
I would have loved to say that. Oh, man. You know, Florence Pugh's in it a bit.
Yeah, we could create a soundboard, because you've already done that in a podcast, too.
Yeah, she's... I like her. Yeah, no, everything was really good. And I
so you're saying acting's good, visuals good, story's good, pacing's good, everything's good.
Yeah.
Why haven't you seen this movie, everyone?
Yeah, why?
Including myself.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why, because movie theaters fucking suck. Oh. At least the ones around us.
Have you seen the trailer for that weird Zendaya tennis film?
Oh, where like it looks like she's gonna be like banging those dudes.
She absolutely has a threesome. You can definitely tell in the trailer that at one point she's like, come here, and then she goes, mm-hmm. come here to the other one, and she starts making out with them. I don't know. This is the only movie where I'm like, I really liked you in this movie. I don't mm-hmm. know anything else where I'm like, I really like you in this.
I mean, really, the only other movie I've seen her in is the Spider-Man movies.
Euphoria, Sydney, you know, loves that series, and
yeah,
that's all supposedly really great. I haven't watched any of that.
There's too many shows to watch anyway.
Too many shows. I'm almost finished with Succession.
I've never watched.
Oh, you haven't watched any of that?
No,
either?
It's really good. Kara had started that one without me, and I was like, okay, fuck you. So I'm not gonna watch it. Although she didn't continue, so I think we might pick it back up.
Oh, okay.
And I'll watch it from the beginning.
It's
quite I've heard good. Nothing but good things.
It's quite good, yeah. And I thought it was like 7 seasons long. It's only 4.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's not bad.
We're in the second season of The Bear now.
So good.
It is. Like, I after the first episode, I was like, yep, I'm in.
I figured, yeah, as soon as you watch that first episode.
Instant. I was like, I like all the characters. I like how this is done. This is going to be a good show.
Then we can start a restaurant.
Kara was
together.
Way too stressed.
Oh, well, she, I bet start. She was, yeah.
She was just so, so stressed. But then, you know, as you get with certain character, like the humor of the show, I think kind of won her over, you know, more so. Like, I think she likes characters. Like, Cousin is a fucking idiot, but he's really funny.
Yeah.
But I think she almost spit her drink out when they had to, in the first season, they had to, do a little catered party the mob. I'm gonna call him a mob guy. He's kind of a mob guy.
He's kind of a mob guy. Yeah.
Do a catered party for like some kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
And they accidentally put like Xanax in the Ecto cooler, which one also awesome throwback that they made like Ecto cooler drink, but all the kids are passed out. And he's like, Uncle, I think we have a problem. And he looks out at all the kids and he's just like, what, are they fucking dead or something?
Yeah.
And Kara about spit her drink out laughing.
Yeah. He's so great. Yeah. I like that guy too.
Yeah. He's Oliver Platt.
That's it. Yeah.
I've always liked him.
I've liked him since Lake Placid.
Fucking Lake Placid. What a goofy ass movie.
So great. So great. What is it? Betty
White was in it.
Betty White. Yeah. Yeah, she
and she was like cursing up a storm.
She lead her cows.
She was feeding them.
Yeah. So great. Anyway, yeah, I'm not watching that tennis movie. I haven't looked over at Claire to see what, you know, I try to, sometimes when I'm watching.
Oh, they show a trailer for it?
Yeah, because I watch, anytime I'm watching trailers, she doesn't watch trailers. She refuses to, unless she's in a theater and she has to watch it. Because she doesn't like, she thinks trailers ruin too much, which some of them really do.
That's fair.
But I always watch her face, and I was watching her watch this, and she kept more and more going, why? Why? And I'm like, yeah.
Are you guys just getting like prudish in your old age?
No, man, because she watches all those, I call them, I walked into, Outlander.
Oh, that's like
So I walked in one time. No, I have no idea what that show's about.
Like porn.
All I know is some dude was getting raped by another dude from behind, and they were just, you just tagging away on his rear end in some kind of prison. And I go, what the hell are you fucking watching? And she goes, this is Outlander. She's like, oh, this is nothing if you think this rape scene's bad. Oh my God. So she loved that show, watched all the seasons of that. It's her porn.
That's her jam.
It must be, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Which I find odd, by the way, because she can't watch like Clockwork Orange because of the rape scene that happens in the beginning of that movie.
I've never seen Clockwork Orange.
What the fuck?
It's fine.
You say this every time.
Let it wash over you. And remember, I'm younger than you.
I know, but these are like either cult classic or classic films, and you haven't seen so many of them. Anyway, she can't watch that, but she can watch Outlander, where there's like somebody's getting raped every other episode, and that doesn't seem to bother her at all.
That seems like a weird, you know, thing for your show. You know, we want to be known for all of our rape scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure that's not really what it's like. There's got to be more to it.
Yeah, there's something, because, yeah. It's like those romance novels, you know, like that your mom used to read back in the day. All those slutty romance novels where, but now you're watching it instead of reading it. That's exactly what that looked like to me. Anyway, Doom was fantastic. Go see it. Really, really good. No rape scenes in that at all, male or female.
That was a masterful segue. By the way, see Dune, no rape scenes.
Yeah, no.
If that's not your thing, Dune.
Dune.
Dune's where you got to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's without me saying anything, you know?
Yeah.
It was really...
You had to be fairly vague. You're just like, everything's good about it, go see it, and that's enough for me.
I have no complaints other than I thought...
Honestly,
that battle scene thing, some people might complain there wasn't enough of that. You probably wanted like 20 minutes of it.
I mean, honestly, I didn't really need your opinion because Christopher Nolan already told me it was good.
Oh, I see.
And I will trust whatever that man says. Although he does like the Fast and Furious movies.
I was about to say to you.
As his like popcorn.
And I don't get that at all. Those movies are so bad.
But now, like, just because he said something makes me rethink life. And, like, I feel like I need to watch the whole series.
Say, Claire did go back. I told you without, obviously, this is before knowing. She went back and watched all of them because I guess they were on HBO Max or something like that. And she was looking. So she went back and watched all of them. And she goes, they're so awful. She's like, you get past, like, four. And she's like, they just keep get progressively worse and worse.
Well, they
and
start
worse.
Doing crazier and crazier shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have a car flying in space or something. I feel like that's happened in one of them.
And I used to like Vin Diesel a lot because of Riddick. Like,
yeah.
You know, but I started disliking him because these, and hey, I'm not even watching them.
I ain't going to hate on the man. Those movies make buku bucks.
Oh, yeah, they do. I don't understand who's watching them. Just like I don't understand who's watching NCIS, the 15 of those, Hawaii 5-0. Who's watching this shit?
Well, I don't mind, like, so I don't watch either of those shows, but, like, I get it, like...
Why? What do you get?
Well, like, NCIS or whatever, like, it's not, like, there's no, as far as I know, there's no real big overarching canonical story. Like, you can just come in and watch one and get the fuck out.
It's Always Sunny, but it's about cops?
Kind of. It's just a procedural drama, like, each episode's kind of contained. There might be some, like, little character bits that probably cross over from episode to episode in a season, but, like... Those shows rarely have like an overall season arc. It's just like you jump in, you get a little crime drama, and you get the fuck out. And I understand that. I get that. I think that's why like crime podcasts are very popular because it's like it's a individual story. You listen to it, and you're done.
There's like, there's crime podcasts.
Oh yeah, that's also like a at least the meme is like that's like a lady thing. They like to listen to like murder podcasts. About serial killers, like, kill women and stuff, and they're, like, so into it. I'm like, why?
I mean, I watched the documentary, but I can't imagine me listening to...
It's the same kind of thing, just no visuals.
Sure. I guess it'd be like if you're reading the book.
But then you got somebody saying, like, and then he walked in. Yeah. And just fucking raped and murdered her.
And if you don't want that, watch Dune.
Eloquent way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they and then sponsored by Dune. No rape.
Yes.
I'd like that to be like a simple marketing campaign. Like if there was like some big movie of the previous year that had to deal with like some kind of crazy topic that's controversial, like the next movie, like next year coming, they just like, yeah, like Dune, no rape. The previous year, like there was a movie that had a big rape scene that was controversial, but it was like, oh, critics loved it. And audiences were divided. Dune, no rape.
I want to get paid for this marketing scheme now when somebody steals it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really have anything to talk about today, so I was more than happy to listen to you talk about your opinions of Dune. And it's nice to hear you like something for once, because you are just known for shitting hating on everything, which is why I do want you to start doing some movie reviews and posting them on the YouTube page, because I think people get their fix just somebody just shitting on stuff, and that person will be you.
Will there be a running tally at the bottom of a percentage of how much I hate and how much I like?
I don't know. You could do a graphic.
Yeah, it could be. But I hate just about everything.
Yeah, and then they'll watch me do reviews for a more like, well, not, I don't say well-rounded, but yes, well-rounded, even like fair review. I'll tell you if it's something I didn't think it was good, but...
Are you trying to say that you go into it not expecting to hate it, whereas you think I go in expecting to hate it?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you're fueled by hate. And I want to give people the benefit of the doubt and like trust that, you know, these people put their best foot forward to make a good movie. Hopefully the executives did. Like if something fucks up with that, I'm like, oh, I'm sure some dumbass executive was like, oh no, I'm giving you notes.
Put a giant robotic spider in that, please. I can't help it. What was that movie, Wild West, or whatever the hell it was?
Like that's what it ended up being in. Yeah. But it was supposed to be in the Superman
that's right.
movie.
Yeah.
And we did get to see that scene.
It looked kind of cool.
In The Flash.
Yeah.
And yes, you know what? Kind of works.
It does. Especially with
so
Nick
I
Cage.
Think so. We need to apologize to that producer.
that Wild West movie was so awful.
Oh, yeah. But that was like at like the peak of, we have CG now and we can do crazy shit.
Yeah.
Let's just do crazy shit. What would a giant steampunk mechanical spider look like in the Western times?
Like, so bad.
Goofy as shit. I will say I do plan on posting this week the first re-airing.
Woo-hoo.
Of Clown Face and Gas Mask. It may be out before this video or after. So if you have no idea what that is, you'll get to watch it there. If you do know what it is, rewatch it again. Yeah. And we're going to do, I'm going to be posting some special director's commentaries as follow-ups. So be on the lookout. Otherwise, it'll take me a little while to work on that short film that we shot in the cabin. I previewed a bunch of imagery and stuff from it, some footage. Audio sounded not too bad, I feel like.
Good.
And I started looking for assets to help me, you know, jazz it up. Well, no, all your assets are on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
All right.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Go see Dune 2.
See Dune 2 after you like and subscribe.
Yeah.
On Borden, Ohio. We'll see you next time.